Little reminder that today is Ash Wednesday.
Lillian Lawson is standing next to the escalators at the City Place station, greeting everyone who passes by.
Good morning.
She's a member of Oak Lawn United Methodist Church and is part of a team handing out flyers and applying ashes. Azai Igodoro stops on his way to work to get the telltale cross of ashes placed on his forehead.
I'm not sure if this is a church around here, so I might as well get it done now.
The man behind Ashes to Go is Senior Pastor Frank Drenner. He's posted at another downtown stakeout spot, Zaguan Latin Cafe.
Churches struggle with how do we reach people in our community that aren't necessarily part of the church. And Ash Wednesday is a great way to do that because it's very portable.
So portable, some churches are even offering ashes drive-through style. Of course, some Christians consider these modern twists on Ash Wednesday sacrilegious. And Pastor Drenner says he's heard the argument that you have to have a proper service with hymns and organs playing in the background, not salsa music or escalators squeaking.
I love that traditional stuff, but I'm also aware that the world around me doesn't operate as I do. And so if I can do anything that will touch someone, in this sense literally, with a little bit of grace and love of God for them, that's meaningful to people.
So while you're out grabbing coffee or a dart ticket, don't be surprised if someone offers you ashes as well. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.